You must wonder, what could al-Qaddafi be thinking today as the bandits supported by NATO near Tripoli? Is he asking himself, I dedicated most of this revolution to identifying with the African continent, the African people. I invested perhaps $100 billion of resources of Libya, the rest of the continent. I have withstood the armies of the United States, the United Kingdom, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the NATO countries for 6 months with merciless 24/7 bombardment. Imagine if maybe only a handful of African countries were able to come forward and say an invasion of an African country is an invasion of the entire continent, and we will stand with you, and we will not allow NATO to install a puppet regime. Will Africa deliver in the next few days? The opportunity has been there for 6 months. To his credit, at least, Jacob Zuma succeeded in coming up with an African peace plan, which disproves all these lies about the intentions behind the Western invasion of Libya. The peace plan includes a ceasefire, the creation of a humanitarian corridor to provide relief to all the victims of this war of aggression. It calls for negotiation among all Libyans to create a constitution. It calls for national elections. In fact, the so-called rebels in Benghazi had accepted this proposal because some of them may indeed be feeling the pain of the destruction of their country. But they were overruled by Washington, by London and Paris. Sarkozy is trying to convince us that he's trying to save the lives of civilians in Libya. When in France, we know how Africans are treated. These things just don't reconcile. Perhaps it's because of the 44 billion barrels of known proven reserves of oil and the vast quantities of natural gas that Libya has. If you look at the Financial Times, March 14, 2011, the front page story, an interview with Abdeljalil, who is the so-called leader of the Transitional National Council in Benghazi. He said, in a post-Qaddafi Libya, the oil concessions are going to be doled out to foreign countries depending on the level of support that they give us in getting rid of Qaddafi. They don't even hide it. It's out there.